I got to be real quick here.
Okay.
See what's going on.
All I know is that number 41 still looks great on you. How is it fun to put it back on?
You know, it's fun being out here, and part of being out here is putting on the uniform. Of course, it doesn't have the same panache that it did years ago, because when I put it on, it was time for battle.
Yeah.
And it was time for just a whole different level of excitement. It doesn't really take me back to the day because, well, that was then,
yeah, exactly.
And this is now. But the best part of this, putting this on, means that I get to see other guys who put it on, which means teammates, guys I played against, and it's always good to visit.
Were there one or two guys specifically you hadn't seen in a long time you're really looking forward to seeing?
You know, anybody that I get a chance to see, it's enjoyable. Steve Lyons, look at this. He looks marvelous in his uniform.
Yeah, doesn't he? But how about being on this field again? I mean, you played for a few teams, but was it different playing here?
You know, best thing about being on this field tonight is that I can go anywhere I want without a field pass. Everybody else has to wear a pass. I just wear this, and I go anywhere I want and do anything.
But what about playing in the stadium? Was it different than others as the home team?
Absolutely. Absolutely. With the weather here, this was the best weather in all of baseball. I would say, compared, if I were playing for other teams at the same time pitching in some other ballparks, there's no doubt in my mind I couldn't have gone as many innings as I did in games here.
Because of the weather.
The weather and the fact that Tommy liked to let his starters go deep into the game.
Yeah, and ruin your arm.
Well, it didn't ruin my arm. No, I just like going deep in the game. I had that mentality, and it worked well with Tommy, who liked his pitchers to do that.
Right.
But no, pitching here, and then they had this hard clay that was on the mound.
Yeah.
And it was as good as you can find for footing. So you put together the cooler temperatures, the hard clay, and you had a pretty good infield, and you're playing on grass. Remember, everybody else is on turf. This was the prime place to play.
And finally, that infield, I mean, they're pretty much all here, most of them, right? So how exciting is that to have that infield that was behind you forever?
It was a good one. It was a good one. But they were actually, if you broke them down, I said this earlier, so this is nothing new.
Yeah.
If you broke them down, you probably would look at them and say, these guys are average, maybe above average. But when you put them out on the field together, it was special because they knew the limitations of the guy who was playing next to him, and they could play accordingly.
Right.
And each of them was very intuitive, and they knew how to play hitters.
Right.
They knew how to play as a group, and as a result, they made a lot of things happen that infields that maybe were more talented couldn't.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
See ya.
You bet.
Yep.